Hey everyone, this is the Bookcast episode 464.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
There's a hell for girls like you, and it's few with boys like me. Slide to slide up to my side, and we'll kick it up a few degrees. Now I've been digging you. To my side, and we'll kick it up a couple more degrees. Yeah. I see the fire in your eyes. If the room starts burning, when it comes, there's no surprise. Cause there's a hell for boys like me. With girls like you, slide to slide up to my side, and we'll see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Awesome. That was Mark Marshall with his track Girls Like You.
A welcome return.
A very welcome return. I've just done some digging, and the last time we played him was 5 years ago.
Not technically true.
The last time we played a full track of his was, okay, yeah, we'd play him every week. But yeah, the last time we played the full track of his was 5 years ago. I also looked back and found out that the last time we had him on the show as part of an interview was 7 years ago and 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time. But we're back in touch. We've had a really nice conversation over email. And basically, what I'd like to do is let you know about the album from which that track has come. So it is from an album which is called Born Wired, which has not yet been released. And Mark is asking for people to help release the album. So he set up a campaign over at Indiegogo, which you can find at fundbornwired.com. And lots of perks on there. If you pledge a certain amount of money, you'll get a copy of the album. You'll get some specially commissioned bass strings or guitar strings, picks, lots and lots of stuff in there. So go and have a look over there. And if you're in a position to do so, do help Mark release that album.
And I will pick you on one thing. You're saying we're back in touch. I never got out of touch because I actually use Facebook.
Well, I don't use Facebook because it's full of noise.
But you miss out on so much.
I probably do. Or people aren't using the right channels to communicate with me.
Oh, aren't you a special sunflower? What? But everybody should choose the method to choose to talk to you rather than you conform to the method that most people use.
Why should I conform to the method that most people use?
Because that's what most people use, and otherwise you're Billy No Mates, not...
Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 464 from wherever and however you are listening. It's good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. Well, the non-Creative Commons one you've just heard, and possibly talking about some stuff as we go through the show. But let's crack on with some more music.
Yes, so this is Cara Square with You Give Me The Reason.
Crumbling down, every truth attacked with alternative facts. I wanna hide away, find an escape, and I think I would if it weren't for you. You give me the reason to fight. You give me the inspiration. You give me all the love in the world, which gives me the strength to fight, fight, fight. As the wrecking ball continues to strike, your the love in the world, which gives me the strength to fight, fight, fight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
That was George Dylan with his track Beautiful. George Dylan is an 18-year-old singer-songwriter from Belgium who loves to write songs with deep, meaningful lyrics. We played his track Better Than Me on episode 459, and this was a single release which appeared on Jamendo in April 2017. We couldn't find a website for him, so we'll be linking to his Jamendo profile in the show notes.
Excellent. And before that, it was Carver Square. Maybe you give me the reason. Now, we actually played Cara before, back on a show beginning with the number 3, so it was quite a while ago. But it was actually known as Cara Square and Piero Pelucci. So this is the first time she's on her own. She's actually the founder of something called Think Root Records. And she does ukulele, singing, songwriting, singing music maker. I think one of the things like, ukulele slinging. I misread that. She's available for custom music requests and work for higher audio projects, yada, yada, yada. She did an album of folk pop music called Love Songs for Everyone, but especially Uke, in March of 2013. She's constantly composing original instruments and obviously doing some collaboration works as well. She's an active member of the International Creative Commons remix website, ccmixter.org, where she has been remixed around about 700 times.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
If not more. Mm. So you can find out more by checking out thinkrootrecords.com.
Excellent stuff. Good start, I think.
Mm.
Now, let's get this over and done with now.
Let's say hello to the people in the chat room.
Let's do it. Because the last 2 weeks, we've done it at the end of the show, in the middle of the closing jingle cluster.
Because Dave's forgotten to remind us.
Because Caroline's forgotten to remind me.
Ooh.
So who's listened to us live?
Alex T. Chalkalum, Gregorio SWVP, Ian 2773, JB John, K5 Talks, Laney Rowe. I just did the rock thing, but you wouldn't have seen that.
No one sees that. No.
Me and you, obviously. Feru and Yannick with Zoe and Sandrine. Because he's done his little...
Although Zoe's probably asleep in bed.
She must hear our dulcet tones while she's sleeping.
Oh, doubtless. I'm sure Yannick's got the speakers plugged in and turned up full.
Yeah.
So thank you very much indeed to listening to us live. If you haven't listened to us live before, you should do. It's come along. It's quite an
experience.
We're incredibly professional, says Caroline, throwing her empty popcorn bag wrapper at me. You can join us on Friday nights at 9:30 p.m. UK time over at thebugcast.org/live.
Most Friday nights.
Possibly not next Friday night, but actually somebody else is going to be filling in for us, so they'll still be here. It just won't be us.
Have you seen the weather for Monday?
It's going to hoof it down.
And gale force winds, apparently.
Excellent. And I'm driving, I presume.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Next up, it is Sammy Bauer with I Know You Know.
Say you haven't noticed, double tapping my oldest. I know that I'm your focus. Let's keep it real 100. Don't tell me you ain't noticed. You lurking while you stunting. My story says you scrolling. I know you know, I know. What you gonna do now? Since I found out, say nothing now, checking on me now. Let me break it down. Off and on, drawn when you stay around. Overthrown, the tone got me saying wow. Tell me no, I gotta go, needing better. So elusive, you is whatever. Don't say you haven't noticed. Double tapping my oldest. I know that I'm your focus. Let's keep it real 100. Don't tell me you ain't noticed. You lurking while you stunting. My story says you scrolling.
You got a thing for me. Brought a custom diamonds, girl, you got a bling with me. Late night back shots, girl, sing to me. Through the sunroof, money ain't a thing to me. Yeah, I balls on an off day. It's kinda crazy cause I met her in the hallway. Blue jeans, short 12s, they was all gray. She love another now, she ain't wanna parlay. Hey, Uber the destination. Balenciaga, really, that's why they hate us. Every action, reaction, practice patience. I'm King Midas, my love, this is greatness. Yeah, I know you know, I know. Take you where you wanna go. Hit the strip, be change the flow. Private life, just keep me low.
Don't say you haven't noticed. Double tapping my oldest. I know that I'm your focus. Let's keep it real 100. Don't tell me you ain't noticed. You lurking while you stunting. My story says you scrolling. I know you know, I know. Don't say you haven't noticed. Double tapping my oldest.
keep it real 100. Don't tell me you ain't noticed. You lurking while you stunting. My story says you scrolling. I know you know more.
Are you tired of creatures destroying your lawn? Of course you are. That's why Dev and Caroline present the Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome from the Buckcast. It has all the power of award-winning podcasters Dev and Caroline, packed into a playful yet protective garden gnome, crafted to scare the living heck out of creatures 5 pounds or smaller. Right, guys?
I love it.
No, 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 I love it.
The Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome. Not one of the many listeners you'll find in the Buckcast chatroom at thebuckcast.org/live every Friday night at 9:30 p.m. UK time.
Fill the sea. You know it's nature's greed. Glass bottles and Epsom cream. Red roses make the seams. Avocado, ginger tree. I see you. Avocado, ginger tree. I see you beneath the leaves. I see you beneath the leaves. Sun-faced candlestick. The little guy never misses a trick. Dead ladybirds gathering dust. Tiny shell, seashell nest. Monopoly, car shoe. Wicked lady and a cell phone too. Well, lemon plants and cactus too. You see me and I see you. Lemon plants and cactus too. You see me and I see you. You see me and I see you. Lemon plants and cactus too. You see me and I see you. Lemon plants and cactus too. You see me and I see you. You see me and I see you.
That was the Rabbits with their track Avocado Ginger Tree. Now, although they live in Vancouver, Odrun and Lucy met in Norwich whilst at the University of East Anglia here in the UK. What started off as a duo with two guitars has now evolved to one guitar, a mandolin, harmonicas, and experiments with a fiddle, tin whistle, suitcase kick drum, and cello. This track, which is the title track from their brand new EP, which was the first song they wrote together... was the first song they wrote together. Full stop. New sentence. It is primarily a love song focusing on the different elements on each of our windowsills, with an emphasis on the various plants. Hence, avocado ginger tree. If you want to find out more about The Rabbits, their website is at therabbits.com. And that's Rabbits with two T's.
Could I ask what a suitcase kick drum is?
I would imagine it's not that dissimilar to a cajon.
Right, because I've not heard of that one.
No, like, I shall Google it.
It was rather nice song though.
Yes, it was very 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 pretty song.
And before that, it was Sammy Bauer with "I Know You Know" from America. And aside from the fact that he has lots of other tracks available, that is all I can tell you. And nor can I send you to any online presence other than Jamendo, which is a shame because I would like to know more about Sammy Bauer. But there you go.
Yes, that is unfortunate. I have looked up a suitcase kick drum. I'm surprised to learn that it is exactly what it says it is. It is a suitcase which has a kick drum pedal bolted to it.
Oh, okay.
Are you seeing one?
Yes.
Right. I'll paste a link into the chat room.
Now, is that something that people make, or is that like a DIY drum?
I have no idea. It appears to be a thing, so it may have been something that somebody created to start with, and then somebody started making them. But the ones I'm looking at the moment look very DIY.
Lord help me, Dave's about to get another project.
Oh, how to DIY a suitcase kick drum. Job done. Anyway, in the news this week, I know we spoke in quite some depth last week about the whole Manchester situation and the Ariana Grande concert. You may or may not know that this Sunday, Ariana Grande is keeping her pledge to do a concert back in Manchester as a benefit concert for the victims and families of the Manchester bombing. But what she said is that for anybody who was at the original concert, the one that the attack happened at, they would be allowed in free. Now, two things have happened this week that have annoyed the heck out of me as a direct result of this. The first one, only 14,000 people were at the original concert on the 22nd of May, but 25,000 people have applied for the free tickets.
Yep.
So over 10,000 people have fraudulently attempted to claim tickets.
And it's likely higher than that, because a lot of the people that were at the original concert
won't be going back.
Have acknowledged that they're very grateful for the offer, but the trauma of what happened, they've decided against it.
Mm.
And that's annoyed me as well. The fact that people, I do hope if they can trace any of those people back, they get a right serious rollicking.
Oh, they should do.
Because it's just underhand.
It's fairly sick, actually. I don't know whether there's any legality in there at all, other than morality or lack of. But the second thing that has annoyed me, and annoyed me more than those that are trying to get them for free, are those people that have bought tickets and have now stuck them on eBay at grossly inflated prices. They're profiteering from tragedy.
But on the flip side, there are other places that have... I think those people, again, they should have all their money confiscated and put to good causes, but that's just me. But there's been good things as well. I go to a website called Virtual Runner UK, which, when you look at the website, it looks like it's a big company. It's actually a husband and wife team, and it was the wife's idea. And it's just like virtual runs where if you can't go and do a... proper run, either because it's too far away or you're a bit scared of doing it, you can do a virtual one. So there'll be a cause and a charity. You sign up for it, you do it, you send your proof, and you get a medal.
What they decided
to do was they were asking people if people would be willing to do a solidarity run. So the idea being is 22 minutes for the 22 victims between a certain time period. Now, usually the medals are around about anything between £9 and £18, depending on, I think £12 your average. This one was for £12. And usually what would happen would be whatever charity it is would get a portion of that. The other portion is the cost of the medal, and then the other bit's the profit of Virtual Runner. On this case, they had not only said that they would waive their fee, they'd arranged with the medal people to do their bit for free. So effectively, the £12 people were paying would go in its entirety to be split in two, half for the Manchester Victims Fund and half for the ambulance service, the air ambulance service that was heavily involved in the tragedy. So I think I was one of 4,000 plus people that took part, and there was over 40,000 raised, which has then been donated in turn to the Just Giving pages. So I think that was nice, because that was people rallying together. And somebody said, why didn't people just put the £12 to Just Giving? well, lots of people are already doing that. This was another way of saying, not only did these people contribute, that there's like over 4,000 people who did a combined effort to do 22 minutes of the 22 victims to show their solidarity in a different way. So I think that was a nice touch.
No, absolutely it was.
The only other thing I want to say about Manchester is it was quite touching. They interviewed two of the cousins of Salman Abidi, who are just young lads themselves. I say young lads, but I mean one owns a barbershop, so they're adult young lads. But they look so traumatised, is the only word you can say, because they were just a bit bewildered. Not just the fact that their blood relation had done what he'd done, but the fact that they were implicated in it by virtue of the fact that they're related to them. And they found it really difficult to cope with, which I thought was a shame.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. Well, let's have some more music.
Yeah, so this is a fantastic track. This is Wordsmith with The Promise.
Let's go. Willpower, the finest hour, the shade of coward. You were soured and now you're showered and empowered. Sooner later, you need a favor. Be free of haters, educator. Giving my testimony just minutes later. Move your soul like the Holy Ghost. With a faithful note, and yeah, my quotes. Lifting your spirit higher than any ropes. I be the reason that you're believing and taking stands. We the man, more of this freedom. So why you on this band? We have a voice of our own. You're hearing angry tones. Looking for some justice, must have had it postponed. Need a shoulder to lean. That goes for any means. Yeah, I'm here to uplift more than just your self-esteem. I'm a dreamer, the future is never out of reach. And I at least the fury, I hope the Pope would say I'm beast. Every day is a test, so bring your A-game. And if not, I'll take blame and push you well beyond pain.
I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I will, I do this all for you. I
see your fears, too many tears been shed. It led to what oppression, progression is what's ahead. Struggle can be a blessing, a lesson for your survival. A rival can make a move and it's never cool to be idle. Look in the mirror and see yourself at your worst. And you're working to show your worth and you're witness a rebirth. You're not alone and that never should be an issue. Roll with the ones who with you, the others are superficial. Continue to be yourself and don't like you would either dish you. You in the moment, so go and own it. There's no opponent or component stopping your fight, so please go and show it. I got a purpose for people looking for something new. I promise you, I'll give you perspective and give you wider views. Say you will and I will, let's make a final vow. We'll go that extra mile, the fan would love to see you smile. Honestly, it's been a while, letters in a big pile. No shame in a stumble, we all have our flaws. Win a draw, I'm cheering for you to be a superstar. The world's clapping and giving a confirmation. The nation has got your back, a true standing ovation.
I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I will, I do this all for you.
I made a promise from me and you and I'm planning to keep it. I made a promise to all the fam and I'm planning to keep it. I made a promise to all my friends and I'm planning to keep it. I made a promise to mankind and I'm planning to keep it.
I will see it through.
I made a promise to you.
I will see it through.
I made a promise to you.
I will see it through. I will see it through.
I
do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you. I do this all for you, I'm working hard for you. I put it down for you, I stood my ground for you.
I will, I will, I will.
I do this all for you.
We'll be right back.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stay. We'll be together.
Nous sommes quand même, c'est sauter dans les flaques d'eau de Saint-Tropez.
That's your point of view. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to explain that it's a lie.
The Bookcast, baby!
I wanna hold you close, I wanna feel that. I wanna make the most out of the time left. I wanna tell you things about my childhood. I wanna know the things that only you should. Out for me, oh boy, 'cause I'm holding out for you, oh, I can give you all you need, oh. I would like to explore, I would like to explore. To explore, I would like to explore with you. I promise I can be brave, I would like you to lead me to the cave of your mind behind those colorblind eyes. I wanna hold you close, I wanna feel that. I wanna make the most out of the time left. I wanna tell you about my childhood. I wanna know the things that only you should. Oh, 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 are you holding out for me? Oh, 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 'cause I'm holding out for you. Oh, 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 I can give you all you need. Oh, to assure, I would like to assure you that I would like to be sure, I would like to be sure with you. I promise I can be strong, I would like you to join me in a mission to salvage what is rightfully mine. That is all that we need. However strong my hesitations, I will follow your lead. However much it seems my heart's not in this, trust me it is. I'm just not used to this bliss. I wanna hold you close, I wanna feel that. I wanna make out of the time left. I wanna tell you things about my childhood. I wanna know the things that only you should. Oh, 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 oh. Are you holding out for me? Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause I'm holding out for you. Oh, 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 oh. I can give you.
That was Finn Anderson with Holding Out For You. Embracing his penchant for the theatrical and knack for poetic storytelling, Finn's songs are characterised by their lyrical intricacy and his very distinctive baritone voice. Straddling various styles and genres, his music has drawn comparisons to Rufus Wainwright, even, Patrick Wolf and Joni Mitchell. Now, we played Finn on episodes 441 and 442 last year from different EPs, but this is another track taken from his Oceanic EP, which was released in April 2017. You can find out more about Finn at finnanderson.co.uk.
Yeah, I like that. Not only because it was a good song, but he's a Scott.
Yes. I was going to mention that in a bit, actually. Oh, but yeah, No, it's fine. Carry on.
Before that, it was Wordsmith with The Promise from Baltimore, MD, which is Maryland.
Yes.
He's a Baltimore-based rapper, musician and entrepreneur. He makes hip-hop with a strong motivational method. Now...
Message.
Did I say method?
You did.
I meant to say message.
I know.
Oh, dear. it's been a long week.
Yeah.
You can find out more by checking out wordsmithmusic.com. And I really quite liked that. Mm. Now, Ro did put a comment in the chat room saying, more hip-hop. And actually, I found myself checking out Best of Hip-Hop because it's a genre that I don't tend to look at on Jamendo. So, and actually, I found quite a nice little gem.
Was that your
there.
Official statement?
Yes.
Ah, okay, right.
And I liked that gem, but my last one is even better a gem, I think. Or a different gem, but it is a different gem, yeah.
Right. Anyway, as I was going to point out, Caroline rudely jumped in there before I did I point out that Finn Anderson's actually from Glasgow?
No, I did.
No, you didn't. Well, he's from Scotland. Well, funny that, because the Podcrawl Glasgow 2017 will be happening on Saturday the 29th of July, starting at 6 p.m. at the State Bar on Holland Street. We will be there, and we are really looking forward to it. I was speaking to, Dave Morris and Kevy earlier on.
Yes.
On Telegram. And yeah, I think it's going to be a cracking event, and I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, come along if you wish to and you're in the area. If you go to kevy.co.uk, right, kevy.co.uk, then you'll find all the details there in a blog post that Kevy wrote a while back.
Ooh.
Next week, the Budcast episode 465 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live. On Friday the 9th of June at 9:30 p.m. UK time. However, it won't be us hosting it. It will be, as has become the norm, and that's a good thing, by the way, hosted by Yannick and Lainey, who have quite kindly offered to jump in.
Now, and, would that make them Lannick or Yaney?
Lannick makes more sense. Yaney sounds a bit...
Yaney!
I don't know. But anyway,
they will be awesome.
From past evidence, they will be incredibly awesome, and they will provide you perhaps a slightly different take on musical taste than you would normally have expected from the likes of us. However, we will be back the following week on June the 16th cool. with episode 466. So yeah, look out for next week's show. It's going to be a good one. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that hopefully by the time we come back, we will have slightly newer technology driving the show as well. I put in an order for a new studio PC during the week. Last time I checked, it was still being built. So hopefully by the end of next week, we'll be in a position to take receipt of it and get it set up ready for the week after. Because the machine that drives this, the recording and the live stream, you probably can't hear it, but it's whirring like a good'un in the background because it's such an old, decrepit machine. It just can't cope with...
It is getting old, like my Chromebook's getting old and my tablet's getting old.
I'm waiting for you to get rid of that Chromebook so I can have it.
Anyway, for now.
Whatever. Anyway, this is last track time, and I have high hopes for this track because Caroline has been bigging it up during the course of today.
I wasn't bigging it up. I just tried to say what I thought of it. Now, this is Prona or Pruna or Pro-Ona.
Oh, now it could be.
Yes.
It's stylized with all the lowercase letters except the middle O, which is capitalized.
Yes, with Price of Pleasure. From Mexico, he says about himself, "My life sucks, but this keeps me alive, so thanks for downloading this crap. But what I liked about it is when I first started to listen to it, it reminded me a bit of the likes of Prolita and Boogie Belgique. but it's got a bit of hip-hop with it as well. And you can find out more by checking out facebook.com/ProOwnerHH. But check the show notes. So yes, ProOwner or Pruner with Price of Pleasure. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
You put me so much trouble, it's not my fault. All this, I also lost my friends, I lost my baby. That is looking cry, only today want to change. He wanted us on a cook and try, well, I do feel. Is that now and not afraid of anything? Go they gonna kill anyone that feels so powerful. They chip out you, I read your skin up, everything is confusing. You will be good, but you will be more. You will be good, but you will be more. You will be good, but you will be more. Alone every day, it is a praise of pleasure.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.